Aloha, everyone.
So I moved out here 14 years ago from Detroit, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and started a farm not too far from here where we're at. And my background is in biodynamic agriculture and permaculture. Permaculture is a way of developing a piece of land so that the different needs of a farm organization are met. I mean, we have different organs. We have these kind of maybe 9 major organs or so in our body, and they all rub up against each other. And one of them's making acid. One of them's making, glycogen breakdown. One of them's making hormones. One of them is crunching the food. And they're all rubbing in. They're all moving in a synchronous kind of way, but each has a different role. Each one of them's really a different planet. It's a different planetary process. And in developing a permaculture farm, one of them might be a forest area and it has higher and lower plants in it, trees. And there's another area where you're going to grow crops, and there's another area that's going fallow and taking a break. And there's another area where you're composting, and there may be another area where you have chickens or ducks, or maybe you have a couple cows or something like that. So you're developing a kind of a balanced ecosystem where everything can express itself more fully. And so that's, you're hearing the palm trees and the bamboo rubbing on themselves. Yeah, as the wind's blowing, the trees are rubbing on each other and the bamboo is rubbing, and it's just making this crazy creaking noise, yeah? Like, everyone's like, what is that? Like, that's one of the things that's going on out here. So yeah, this is my idea of how to incorporate all these different ideas into getting super good food, and so that I can eat it and I can teach people how to eat nutrient dense food. It's real easy to plant seeds or a tree and then not give any nourishment, just like it's easy to have a kid and not give them any nourishment, or create a community and really not nourish everyone. Yeah, this is kind of my office down here for this project. I've been trying to create a green industrial agriculture park down here and create renewable green jobs for people. So this has been a project I've been working on for about 7 years to try and create an earth products, green energy with solar, and also some silviculture with the trees that are here, make some wood products so we can create great jobs for these kids. We planted this one here. This is a Namwa banana, and it's my favorite banana. You could actually clean this up by picking some of these flowers out of here right now. And so you see that these flowers came out, and this big flower right here, they would eat this. They sell these actually at the farmers markets in the Philippines, and they cut it up and they put garlic and onions and oil in there, and they cook it and make a delicious burger. And here are the baby bananas. They're kind of like the little flowers, yeah? Isn't that amazing? And you look underneath there. Now this one's done making them from here down, but you could see, kind of interesting, how it's a flower. And these things swell up, and these are our bananas right here. And I'm pull this out here so it doesn't kind of get as much dirt on it. And so these are the flowers for this particular type of ginger. And what's cool about them is you can pull this thing right out of there and eat it. Wow. It's sweet and crispy. And at the very end is the nectar, yeah? So I like to eat it like in a third, because they're different taste as you go halfway through. And there's a different taste there. And I was recently in the Philippines and I was showing these women, they had one right next to their fruit stand. And I picked one of these and I went, you guys ever eat that? And they're like, they never knew. And pretty soon everyone was eating them. And I'm gonna have a bite. Use it behind the camera there. Isn't that kind of crunchy and sweet? It's got that interesting flavor to it, yeah? So this is another one I want you to be able to get a good camera. I'll move some of these out. Look at these, eh? Look at the beehive ginger is what they call it. See the ones in the middle there? How beautiful they are. And the flower coming out right there.
The gecko is here. You see it? This green one?
Whereabouts?
Here, down there.
Oh no, that's not a gecko. Great that? Call, brother. That's a Jackson chameleon, way rarer. I would say 10,000 times rarer to find one here. And it's a young. There's a Jackson chameleon. She should come up here. It's really amazing. It's a dinosaur. It's not a gecko. You notice how it's moving completely differently?
Yeah.
Geckos fly, right? They.
So we are very lucky now.
Oh my goodness. Let me tell you, I have never seen a Jackson down here. I've never seen a Jackson chameleon on this land before, ever. And I mean, while they may be around the islands all, it's not very often that you see one, but then again, who's going digging in here? You see how slow they move?
Yeah.
And that it's really truly like an old dinosaur, yeah? Here. And really interesting plant. Let's see if there's a fruit in there. Look at those fruits, eh? Kind of interesting. There's a flower and there's the fruit, right? Monstera. And I believe this is another Brazilian cherry. It was probably a baby from the other one. And there's your ulu tree right there. And you can see it's starting to get some fruits on it. And right behind us is a macadamia nut. So this is a macadamia nut tree. And the pigs probably cleaned up most of the macadamia nuts on the ground. And then you might want to get... Did you get one up inside the tree? A shot? Just look up in there so you can do a little edit in there. I mean, it's so red, yeah? And it's so prolific. This is a mountain apple. A mountain apple tree that was planted a long time ago. It's called Macopa in the Philippines. Very common there. And they love it. And here, I'll pick one. And it's in the rose family, so it has this beautiful flavor of like a rose water. It's crisp. Very juicy. It's full of water. So if you're thirsty, this will help you out. And it doesn't have a tremendous amount of flavor, but this particular tree, it does. So there we go. Aloha, everybody.